This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monei.
Tuesday, October 28th. God's word for you today is cherished. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel chapter 10, verse 19. And it says, "Don't be afraid," he said, "for you are very precious to God. Peace. Be encouraged, be strong. As he spoke these words to me, I suddenly felt stronger and said to him, 'Please speak to me, my Lord, for you have strengthened me.'" The first aspect of the hand of God is the finger. The second aspect of the hand of God is the slap. The third aspect of the hand of God is the punch. After God deals with your enemies, this is what happens. Exodus chapter 3, verse 21 to 22 says, "And I will cause the Egyptians to look favorably on you. They will give you gifts when you go, so you will not leave empty-handed, stripping the Egyptians of their wealth." This is how it works. Egypt represents the system of the world. When God blows your enemies, the world will look favorably on you, and they will give you gifts. And because of the blow of the Lord, the systems of the world will release their wealth to you in the name of Jesus. The fourth aspect of the hand of God is the palm. Isaiah chapter 49 verse 16 says, "Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me." Another translation says, "I have written your name on my hand." As personal as it is to put somebody's name on your hand, that is how personal it is for God to have your name on his hand. But Pastor, we are so many. Yes, and God is so big. Even though we are so many, because he is so much bigger, we are small. And the attention you can give your palm, that same attention God can give every one of us. In fact, the word graven in this passage is God saying he has your picture tattooed on his hand. So do you feel forsaken? God says he will never leave you. He always remembers you. God loves you so much. He has you tattooed on his hand, and he wants you to know that. Well, this is how I discover that tattoos are holy. But Pastor, tattoos are so worldly. Then I want to be as worldly as God, if that is your definition of being worldly. It is a lie of the devil that nobody cares. God cares about you. God loves you so much that he does not want to lose sight of you or forget you. God is committed to you. And to begin to understand how committed God is, you need to read the preceding verse. Isaiah chapter 49 verse 15 says, "Can a mother forget the infant at her breast, walk away from the baby she bore? But even if mothers forget, I'll never forget you. Never." Not every woman who has birthed a child is a mother. Some women are callous even to the children they birthed. God did not say, "Can a woman?" Even though that is what other translations carry. In the original, the Bible says a mother, not just a woman. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, "I have a father, he calls me his own. He'll never leave me, no matter where I go. He knows my name. Oh, He knows my every thought. He sees each tear that falls, and He hears me when I call. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.